Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, Michael Steele podcast listeners. Michael Steele here with another quick take from the Michael Steele podcast. Check out what's going on right now.
Welcome back, everybody, to Michael Steele podcast. Michael Steele here with my buddy Tim Alberta, who has written one hell of a book. I have to tell you, you got to pick it up. You got to pick it up. Christmas list, right? Everybody gets a copy. The Kingdom, the Power, and the Glory. American Evangelicalism in the Age of Extremism. Tim, I want to get into so much.
I see you licking your chops over there.
There's so much, dude. Look, I got notes. My notes have notes in preparation for this conversation. It is so we before we went to break, you were talking about the pastor in Australia, Dixon. And what his experience was there. You also got into you embedded yourself into the restoration, American Restoration Tour, which you detail that, which to me was my characterization. You're a better man than me. I would have lost it 15 minutes on the bus. Talk to us about what this American Restoration Tour was all about, and how it exposed the moral relativism that we see out there.
Yeah. So in some sense, it's two sides of the same coin when you talk about John Dixon, this Australian theologian who is coming from a country that just a couple of years ago, Michael, statistically became a post-Christian nation for the first time in its history, right? Mm-hmm. Their Census Bureau there reported that now less than 50% of Australians identify as followers of Jesus. And so he comes to teach in the United States because that's what's coming here. And he's trying to equip Christians here to, as he says, to lose well. What does that mean to lose well, right? Yeah, he's this idea of, you know, look at the epistle of Peter, look at the first epistle of Peter, look at the epistles of Paul. They're the entire shtick in many ways is how to lose well, that we are up against it culturally, we are up against it politically. And you know what? That's okay, because that gives us such a distinct message to take to the people around us, including the people who are beating us and persecuting us and killing us, because they don't know God. And we can tell them about God. We can show them God by the way that we live grace-filled, humble, lowly lives as followers of Jesus, right? So that's John Dixon on the one hand. And then on the other hand, you've got the American Restoration Tour. So John Dixon, he's reaching for the cross. The American Restoration Tour, these guys are reaching for the sword, right? They are traveling the country, basically going into all these churches, hundreds and hundreds of churches, and they're getting up, and it's a two-man show. The first guy is David Barton, the fake historian, who he gets up and does an hour-long, very slick PowerPoint homily, basically making the case that the separation of church and state is a myth, that we were founded to be a Christian nation, selectively pulling a lot of quotes and ignoring a lot of inconvenient facts along the way, convincing the people in these congregations that Christian America, as we have known it, is about to disappear, and that unless you stand up and fight and do something about it, using the church as the staging ground to fight back against the forces of secularism, that this country is going to, this Christian nation of ours is about to go extinct. And then the second guy, his partner on this tour is Chad Connolly, who is a former RNC guy. You probably ran across mm-hmm. Chad back in the yep. day. He was the chairman of the South Carolina Party. And then he became Reince's faith-based outreach guy during the 2016 cycle. And he basically gets up and he says to these church members, he says, well, you just heard what David had to say. Now, what are you going to do about it? Right? Like your kingdom here on earth is being overrun. What are you going to do about it? And so it's this really effective symbiotic call and response where they basically scare the hell out of all these people, Michael, and say, you know, pretty soon you're not going to be able to worship God. You're not going to be able to be a Christian in this country unless you're willing to fight back. And unless you're willing to set the teachings of Christ to the side for a minute and pick up that sword of Caesar to try and, you know, in many ways, as I write in the book in this particular section, it almost reminded me of when George W. Bush said that he needed, in order to save the free market, he had to first violate free market principles.
Right.
Basically, what they do on this tour is they say, you know, to preserve Christian virtue in this country, you're first going to have to set Christian virtue to the side because that's what we need to do to fight these pagans, these barbarians who are trying to ruin our Christian nation. So it's a contradiction in so many ways. But it is a very seductive contradiction.
But Jesus never did that. That's the part of this. All of this, all roads lead back to Jesus, right? So if that's your standard bearer, if that's your North Star, if that is the core of what Christianity is, what he did in the form of a human, right? What God did, three persons in one, right? I don't understand how you think that at no time, and I would just say this to every Christian out there who's listening to this, please go back and just read. Just there are versions of the Bible that, and Thomas Jefferson did this, as a matter of fact, if you want to get a sense of it, just read what Jesus said. Just take his quotes on all these things. The woman at the well didn't condemn her. Didn't hate the tax collector, actually broke bread with him, and one of them became a disciple, right? Because he didn't use the sword. He didn't say, "Oh, okay, we're going to now get off on Rome because we're being taxed too much," all right? Or, "Oh my God, inflation here in Judea is run amok. Let's go after the Romans," or, "Oh, damn, where's that infrastructure program in Bethlehem? I don't understand why these roads are still dirt." You know, that wasn't what Christ and Christianity, what became Christianity later on, but what Christ centered our thinking on. So how do the people sitting there listening to this bullshit, and that's what I will call it, that's not you, that's me calling, because that's what I think it is, because it's a grift. How much money are they pulling out of that congregation when they leave? You know, what link do they put up on that website for them to go to and make a donation? Because that's what this end game for them is all about. They're getting wealthy. Congregation's is losing their faith, in my view. How do people think this works when you discount the very teachings of the man that you claim to be following, Christ? I don't understand.
You know,
that's the part for me where I don't understand how someone sitting there would go, "But wait a minute, Christ never said that. Christ wanted us to lean into the cross, not move away from the cross," right? Christ never picked up the sword. When the only time Christ showed any real anger was when? In the temple, right? And what did he do? He was reminding us of the value proposition of allowing ourselves to be taken over by these things of man. Maybe I'm missing something, Tim, but...
No. I mean, Michael, on that tour alone, so a couple of thoughts there. Number one, you mentioned, you know, the grift and the scan here to donate and all the books for sale. At one point, as I write about in the book, I'm following this tour and they're doing an event in Columbus at the State Capitol building. And there's all these people who showed up who are trying to buy books from David Barton, the pseudo historian who, among other projects, has his own founder's Bible, you know, the founders of the country.
Right.
You know, you get a little bit of American history and then a little bit of gospel. Isn't that great? Right.
Right.
Which is just, you know, is entirely problematic on its own right. That's a different podcast. But he's selling these books and those Bibles and these other books on the tour. And at the Capitol building in Ohio, all these people are up in arms because there's no books for sale. And one of the state representatives comes over and asks Chad Connally, he says, hey, why aren't there books for sale? And Connally says, we thought it might be inappropriate given our surroundings, right? That they're in a state government building, that they're in the atrium of the Ohio Capitol. They thought it might be inappropriate to sell books there. And then in the next breath, he says, we've got this event at a church later today. We'll be selling them there. Tell them to come with us, right? And sure
That sums it up.
It sums it up, right? I mean, and sure enough, Michael, I followed them there to that church in Ohio later that day, and they had, you know, boxes and boxes of books for sale.
Oh, my God.
And so you say to yourself, it's
the temple all over again.
It's just like, it's almost too on the nose, right? Like the script writers would have tossed that one out and said, no, that's too obvious. You know, like how can you, so, okay. But even set that to the side for a minute, your question of, you know, how do these people justify it or how do they figure out a way to compartmentalize in a way that allows them to go to church and to call themselves Christians, but to ignore the teachings of Christ? Well, you know, I would go to when Jesus said that no man can serve two masters.
Right.
Oftentimes in newer translations says you cannot serve both man. You cannot serve both God and money. Right. But actually the traditional teaching there was you cannot serve God and mammon.
Right.
And mammon meant more than money. Most of the ancient interpretations of mammon came to believe that mammon represented, as you said a minute ago, anything that can sort of serve our earthly identity, anything that can pull us away from God and get us to focus, whether it's our career, whether it's our family, whether it's our financial security, whether it's our national identity, whether it's the idols that we build in this life. In fact, some of the church fathers believed that mammon was actually an alias for Satan. And so Jesus said, no man can serve two masters. You cannot serve both God and mammon. And what you see now in these church settings that I'm describing is that they've made their choice, right? Yeah. They've made their choice by trying to have it both ways, right? They are, in fact, serving mammon. And, you know, what's so heartbreaking, Michael, is that you expect flocks to go astray. You expect sheep to go astray, I should say. But there are shepherds in place who are supposed to be pulling them back. And too often what I was encountering was the so-called shepherds are actually wolves. They're preying on the insecurities and the fears of their flocks. And they are the ones who I really reserve most of my righteous anger for, because if you want to try to understand how this is infecting this disease of national idolatry, of political idolatry, how it's infecting so much of the church, it starts at the top, not just with the preachers who are out there espousing a blood and soil Christian nationalism, but the pastors who are not pushing back actively on their people who have gone astray.
Hey, everybody, thanks so much for listening today. Please go to Apple Podcasts and give us a 5-star review. Heck, give us 2 5-star reviews. I love it. Or catch us on Stitcher, iHeart, TuneIn, or wherever you get that podcast thing on. You know how that goes. Peace out.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.